It was, yeah. I mean, I always celebrate our supporters, especially when we win. But you know, if the results don't go for us, I still applaud them because they come on the road to see their team. But I think every single Charlton supporter would be proud of their team this evening, because the fans that were here would have seen a team that really wants to do something together. They worked extremely hard. And, you know, we had players doing jobs they don't normally do because the will to win was there. And, you know, fantastic piece of quality to win it. But also, you know, we handled the direct play, you know, to a man, our goalkeeper and back four, but also the midfielders and front men coming back to defend long throws. And I mean, they're quite direct, Sheffield, and a very big team, you know, but I felt we stood up to it all today. And you know, for us to come here and get 3 points, you know, we like going away, and Sheffield Wednesday like playing at home, and something had to give, and obviously it went our way today.
I was going to say it was land of the giants by the end of it when Miguel came on as well. They were really piling it in, but that's another sign of how the team is progressing, that you can mix it however the opposition likes to throw things at you.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that side of things, but it doesn't matter how big or small you are. You know, if you do the right things, if you put yourself in the right position, you'll have a chance. But also, on the flip side, when you have the ball at your feet, which is something we pride ourselves on, you know, you can play some good stuff, and we did at times. We created some good chances, and I've got to say, Nicky Weaver made some good saves, you know, two or three good saves. And, you know, the scoreline could have been bigger. But also, we cleared one off the line in sort of injury time, which, you know, just goes to show my players were concentrated from the first minute right to the end. And they got what they deserved today, definitely.